and welcome to ISIS Podcast, brought to you this time from Singapore. I'm Fahima Kyle. So the butadiene spot prices in Asia have been on an uptrend, rising by nearly 30% since late March. To find out more, I'm joined by Senior Markets Editor Helen Yan, who's covering the market for us. Hello, Helen. Thank you so much for joining us. 30%, that's crazy. What does that exactly mean for the market?
Yes, 30% is a large price increase. It is very significant. It's like from $850 in late March, that was what the butadiene price was at around at that time, averaging around $850. Now it's around $1,100 CFR Northeast Asia basis.
So what exactly drove this price surge in the past month?
Yeah, there were several factors. Primarily, it was a mix of both planned and unplanned outages. In Asia, in April, May, June, July, there is a heavy spate of planned shutdowns or turnarounds. But in March, there was an unplanned outage in Thailand, and that triggered off the uptrend.
So I'm sure there are certain market players who are happy about that. So will the spot prices continue to rise in the near term?
Well, last week, prices seem to have tapered off, or more or less they have stabilized at around 1100 CFR Northeast Asia level. The question now is, will this price uptrend continue? I mean, there are several discussions on this. Some say more or less it has peaked because China now is slowing down. The prices have started to soften in China, and this will have an impact on the US dollar price.
So what does that exactly mean? I mean, is the uptrend sustainable? What shall we expect?
Players have retreated from the market now. They are all adopting a wait-and-see stance. So chances are the buyers, the major consumers of BD, who are the synthetic rubber makers, they will most likely try to push the price down this week and in the coming weeks. Yeah, supply has eased in China, and it is unlikely that now prices will continue to rise.
Okay, brilliant. So you will continue watching the market for us. Interesting stuff. Thank you very much, Helen. Thank you very much
Your
analysis. And don't forget, you can catch more news about the butadiene and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.icis.com. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.